This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, happy new year to you and yours. Let's hope the 2026 is filled with a Steelers playoff berth and win. Although I'm not optimistic. 412-928-9370, that is the number. What is on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? I think it starts quite literally immediately, Logan Arblaster. The Pittsburgh sports wish list for this calendar year is that the Steelers FITFO, hopefully you know what that acronym stands for. I can't say it on the air unless you want to use the dump button. Figure it out and not give up 300 rushing yards to Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens like they did pretty much this time a calendar year ago. You know, the Steelers haven't truly hosted a home playoff game since that Jacksonville debacle. I understand that the Browns' home playoff loss in 2020 was in Pittsburgh, but there were no fans in the stands because of COVID. This is a de facto playoff game. This is as big of a playoff game as the Steelers have played in recent years. And I mean, you look back at some of the postseason, the actual postseason games the Steelers have played in, I have felt atrocious about most of them since 2021, since getting blown out by the Chiefs, since Mason Rudolph having to start in Buffalo, and since the Steelers lost, what, 4 or 5 in a row going into that Ravens game last year. Obviously, this is a regular season game, but it's win or go home. It's as good as I felt if you're going to compare the last 3 actual postseason games to this one. I still don't feel tremendous about the Steelers' chances, but I think because I feel a little bit more confident than the other 3, this is as big as it's been in the last couple of years, especially with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, because I give them a much more fighting chance against these Ravens with Aaron Rodgers at the helm as opposed to Sierra's husband last season.
I feel like everybody would have been moved on already to the offseason like they were the last several years if it wasn't for how the AFC playoff field looks right now. If you would have said going into the year that the Steelers have a chance to face an AFC postseason of no Joe Burrow, no Patrick Mahomes, if you win on Sunday, no Lamar Jackson, when is it going to be this easy again? Because I don't think that it's anything that the Steelers are doing differently this year. Aaron Rodgers has helped a lot. He's in a first-year offense, and he's making it look really good at 42 years old. But just the opponents the Steelers could go up against in the playoffs makes it like if they get in, they have hope. They have hope. Not yep. saying how far they'll go, but they have a better chance than they've had in the past. And this game on Sunday, it comes down to so much just the teams know each other. There's so much historical buy-in with this, where outside of the last two games last year where Baltimore won both games by more than one score, the nine games prior to that, the Steelers had won 8 of those 9 games, all coming down to one score. So all of these games usually between the Steelers and Ravens, they usually come down to the last 2 minutes, and I think this game's going to be no different. I expect this game to be decided in the last 2 minutes of the game, whether Tyler Huntley plays or Lamar Jackson plays.
I agree. You asked me that right before we stepped into the studio. Would I rather have Lamar Jackson or Snoop Huntley play for the Ravens? I don't think it matters because, and Pat was talking about this a little bit in the morning show on my drive in. I caught wind of this part when he was talking about the game. Like, you almost, and again, I don't want to sound too naive when I say this, and if you're a Ravens fan out there listening, you might say, well, you don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to John Harbaugh. I understand, and we've seen it in this history, John Harbaugh overcoaching and John Harbaugh overthinking and John Harbaugh trying too hard. I feel like in this game, in this weather, in this rivalry and with these stakes, it's got to almost be impossible for John Harbaugh to overthink this one and not heavily focus the offensive game plan on the best running back in football. One of the, if not the best running backs in football, Derrick Henry. If they do that, it doesn't really matter who's playing quarterback, if it's Lamar Jackson or Tyler Huntley. Obviously, the Ravens are at much more of an advantage with a healthy Lamar Jackson than they are with Tyler Huntley.
100%.
But in this game, and what the Ravens should do offensively, I don't think there's much of a difference.
Well, yeah, and last week was the first time, I think, Jack, that Baltimore called plays how they should. They were kind of doing a split backfield, and you have arguably still the best running back in the NFL when he's playing at his best. He had a few fumbles early on in the season, which I think deterred them away from Henry, and it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have at all. And you're watching that Packers game last week as a Steelers fan, and you're thinking to yourself, I really hope the Packers pull this one out. Malik Willis played perfectly, and the Ravens still won.
Future Steelers quarterback Malik Willis.
I personally would love that, I think, and they should have drafted him back when they drafted Kenny Pickett. They should have picked Willis over Pickett that year.
That's another discussion. I don't, again, that's hindsight very much 2020, and at this point, I don't disagree with you. 412-928-9370. What's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? And is this on it? Is Aaron Rodgers being this team's starting quarterback next season a part of your 2026 Pittsburgh sports wish list at 412-928-9370? I know that Mike Tomlin was asked about, you know, this potentially could be it for Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers uniform. Have you had time to reflect on what he's meant to the organization in the last year? Tomlin said, obviously, no. He hasn't had time to look back on it, but again, talked about what Aaron has accomplished as the Steelers quarterback. Aaron was asked about it yesterday. We're going to listen to Aaron Rodgers coming up at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. And I know that when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers and went on Pat McAfee's show and talked about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This season with the Steelers. He was asked, is this it? And he said, yeah, probably. But he's flirted with the idea of coming back. And he did on Wednesday. He did yesterday in front of the Steelers beat writers and the Steelers beat reporters. So I think that there is serious consideration on Rodgers' part to return to football in 2026. Are the Steelers interested in his services next year? And on the flip side of that, is he interested in returning to the Steelers? I think the Steelers should absolutely be interested in his services next year, number one. But on the flip side of that coin, I don't know how receptive Aaron Rodgers is to coming back to Pittsburgh. There might be better options out there. And one of them might be Minnesota. Minnesota was a team that reported up and down that he wanted to go to, and Minnesota didn't really want any parts of him because he was older and they believed in J.J. McCarthy. Well, we know how that's turned out for the Vikings. So maybe now, if Minnesota's not dying to find a long-term replacement for J.J. McCarthy or looking to bring a veteran in to light the fire under him, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a free agent. So I think the Steelers, they're definitely going to be fighting against the battle of, does Aaron Rodgers want to return to football in 2026? And if he does, I think there might be a little bit of a battle for other teams out there as well. 412-928-9370. Dylan's up in Cranberry. Now he's in the Fan. Dylan, Happy New Year to you, good sir.
Happy New Year. Good morning. I don't necessarily know that I have a wish list, but I want the Pittsburgh Steelers to play with some grit on Sunday. Kirk Herbstreit said it best last year during that abysmal playoff game, and Starkey spoke about it this week. I just really want them to peel back the layers 20 years and play a smash mouth, put up your chin strap. You are going to get hit in the friggin' mouth. If they don't come out with that type of energy on Sunday, Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell are going to run all over them. So, no wish list, but can we please turn back a page and invoke some of the aggression that James Harrison played with, that Hines Ward played with at receiver? I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Well, Dylan,
if
they don't
show up and play with grit, they're going to get smacked in the mouth.
To quote a much more successful Hillgrove than me, the phrase that my pap had always said was that the Steelers and Ravens should be played in a dark alley at midnight. And especially in that playoff game that you spoke about last year, the Steelers did not play with that dark alley at midnight mindset. And I think that you're hitting the nail on the head. That has to come back on Sunday night in the biggest game of the season, potentially the biggest game of the entire NFL season for all 32 teams.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a good point, and I'll make one last point, and then I'll let you go. Harbaugh says it all the time. Just do your job. Don't do anything more than that. And I just would really love to see a full, complete football game on all three sides of the football and no BS excuses. Go out there, make tackles, give every route that you run MVS, work on your footwork, work on your release, catch the football, win the game.
There it is. Dylan and Cranberry, Happy New Year to you, good sir. That's a good point at the beginning of that call. Let's not have a repeat performance of what Kirk Herbstreit was so critical about. Because this game is just as big as that one. That was a Steelers-Ravens game in which it was win or go home. This one, the only difference is that it's not an official NFL playoff game.
Jack, I'm going to jump in here because while I was thinking about that and what you said about your grandpa saying that the Steelers and Ravens should be played in a dark alley at midnight and not on a football field, he's 100% right, and I hope the Steelers take that mentality into Sunday. I was kind of thinking along the same lines the other day, and it didn't gain much I want to know if I get your will for this. I want to know if you are in on this with me. I said the Steelers should have a blackout at Acrisure Stadium, similar to how the Pirates did in the 2013 wild card game.
That'd be pretty cool. Should we call for one unofficially right now?
I'm all for
Let's
it.
That's what I'm trying to do. We're not the flagship home of the Steelers, obviously, but we talk about them quite often on these airwaves. Let's call for an unofficial blackout on Sunday night.
As of January 1st, 2026, the Steelers, Ravens, 8:25. Let's do it. Blackout at Acrisure Stadium. I'm all for it.
You heard it here first. We'll credit you with the idea, even though that I co-signed it. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's cold out there. It's snowy. The roads were atrocious last night. 17 degrees in the Pittsburgh area. Feels like 9. High's going to get up to maybe 31 today. Good day to eat some pork and sauerkraut and sit inside and watch some college football. Speaking of college football, what the hell happened to the Ohio State Buckeyes last night? And is Johnny the Barber okay? We'll get into a recap of that game. I have some thoughts on the college football playoff because of how that game transpired. And we'll look ahead to the three today. We'll do that in the next hour and also take your phone calls at 412-928-9370. How do you feel about the Steelers on Sunday? How much of a chance do you give them? 412-928-9370. And what's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? All that and more. As the Pop and Joe Show without either of those guys continue, Jeff Hathorn will join us at 125, and we're taking your phone calls all morning and into the afternoon at 412-928-9370. We'll be back in a moment at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Traction on X when I posted it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.